That's what the child hearing patient's name is. Patient's name is Judith Wall, W-A-L-L, Judith, J-U-D-I-T-H. Date of birth is 3/18/1941. Date of service is 6/20/2022. Miss Wall is a very pleasant 81-year-old female with a history of CVA, history of chronic back pain, COPD, on home oxygen, history of major depressive disorder, chronic back pain, was admitted to the hospital with mental status changes. Patient was seen in the emergency room. Her troponin was elevated. Her COVID test was negative. Her BNP was elevated. She underwent CT scan of the head as well as chest, abdomen, and pelvis. CT head showed age-related changes, no acute pathology. CT chest, abdomen, and pelvis showed a 3-centimeter mass like opacity in the left apex, likely neoplasm. Also, right upper lobe ground glass nodule and right middle lobe solid nodule seen. Did show cardiomegaly with a small pleural effusion. Also, incidental note was made of a 4-centimeter abdominal aortic aneurysm. Patient had an EKG with no evidence of ischemia, though her troponins were elevated. Echocardiogram showed EF of 56% without dual motion abnormalities. Patient was admitted to the hospital, was diagnosed with metabolic encephalopathy, also sepsis. She started on IV antibiotic, given IV fluids. Her troponins were elevated. Cardiology was consulted. She was recommended for the workup as an outpatient. After discussion with family in terms of goals, patient was continuing nebulized breathing treatments as well as her inhalers. PTOT were consulted, continued other medications. She was subsequently doing better and was discharged from the hospital and admitted to below the towel. At the present time, she didn't have any complaints of chest pain, didn't have any shortness of breath, didn't have any palpitations, didn't have any nausea, no vomiting, didn't have any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, COPD, home oxygen dependent, major depressive disorder, obstructive sleep apnea, chronic kidney disease, degenerative joint disease, acquired hypothyroidism, history of CVA, and history of gastroesophageal reflux disease, and degenerative joint disease as well as scoliosis and cataract. Past surgical history. Past surgical history has been significant for appendectomy, cholecystectomy, cataract surgery, tubal ligation, and lumbar epidural steroid injection. History of breast surgery. Social history: smoking, quit 8 years ago. Hasn't smoked one pack of cigarettes a day for a long time. Alcohol, none. Allergies to iodine, bee pollens, ACTH, Harry P. Prexol, bee venom, clindamycin, Hymenoptera, allergenic extract and iodinated contrast dye, as well as penicillin. Current medications include Tylenol, aspirin, Atrovent inhaler, Effexor, levothyroxine, metoprolol, pregabalin, Trelegy Ellipta inhaler. If you have system cardiovascular complaints of chest pain, there is any heaviness or pressure sensation, there is any palpitations, she does have history of elevated troponin, history of congestive heart failure, hypertension and hyperlipidemia. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any pain with deep inspiration. She does have history of COPD, history of 3 cm lung mass, as well as a lung nodule, history of oxygen, home oxygen dependent. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denied any nausea, no vomiting, there is any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Denied urinary, history of urinary tract infection. Neurological, she does have altered mental status, history of CVA, history of dementia. Musculoskeletal, she does complaints of back pain, history of joint pains, all of the systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, reviewed and as vital signs, reviewed and as documented in EMR. HENT examination was normal. Pupils were equal round and reactive to light. Axonal movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. No carotid bruit, no thyromegaly. Heart resonance 2 was audible. The lungs was clear to auscultation. No diminished breath sounds in the basis. Poor respiratory effort. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Neurological examination, patient awake, moving all four extremities, pleasantly confused. Impression, number one, deconditioning, next COPD, next sepsis, next metabolic encephalopathy, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next COPD, next hypothyroidism, next major depressive disorder, next, recently elevated troponins, next DJD, tree implant, patient mid to below the towel, will continue current medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy. She will continue her current medications, will check routine labs. She is was encouraged to pursue it with therapy. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Patient is a DNR, period. Next patient is John Lockwood, LOCKWOOD, John, JOHN. Date of birth is 11/16/1942. Date of service is 6/17/2022. Mr. Lockwood is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He states that he is doing better. He denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, she denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills. He overall has been feeling somewhat better, has been participating with therapy, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart resonance 2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities 1 to plus-pitting edema, both lower extremities. Impression, number 1, bilateral lower extremity swelling. Next, generalized weakness. Next, history of urosepsis. Next, aortic stenosis. Next, coronary artery disease. Next, history of CHF. Next, chronic kidney disease, next DJD, next hyperlipidemia. Tree implant is telling the patient about his symptoms. Seems to be doing better. He was encouraged to keep his legs elevated. His swelling is somewhat better. Will continue current medication. Will check routine labs. He will continue to participate with physical and occupational therapy. Will monitor his progress. Will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Ann Robinson, R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N-N-A-N-N. Date of birth is 1/28/1941. Date of service is 6/16/2022. Miss Robinson is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She states that she is doing better. She is pleasantly confused. She denies any complaints of chest pain, heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, any nausea, no vomiting. She denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVT, no lymphadenopathy. Heart resonance 2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Pulse sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number 1, fall. Next, right hip fracture. Status post-surgery. Next, hypertension. Next, hypothyroidism. Next, dementia. Next, anxiety slash depression. Next, DJD. Pre-implant discussion about her symptoms. She is pleasantly confused. She is doing well. Case was discussed with the nursing staff who have raised no new issues. I've recommended to continue with PTOT. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Thomas O'Connell, O-C-O-N-N-E-L, Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S. Date of birth is 4/23/1940. Date of service is 6/17/2021. Mr. O'Connell is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He said that overall he seems to be doing better. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations. There is any nausea, no vomiting, there is any diarrhea, no fever or chills. Has been moving his bowels, is still somewhat constipated. He denies any complaints of chest pain, there is any palpitations, no nausea, vomiting or diarrhea, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart resonance 2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender, ball sound for positive extremities. One plus fitting edema, both lower extremities. Impression is status post-perforated duodenal ulcer repair. Next, exploratory laparotomy. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Next, right knee arthroplasty. Next is permanent pacemaker placement, next non-ischemic cardiomyopathy, next tachybrady syndrome, next pulmonary hypertension, next TIA, next morbid obesity, next obstructive sleep apnea. Pre-implant discussion about her symptoms. He seems to be doing some better. I have suggested that he take the Senna S as well as the Miralax, drink enough fluids. He can drink some prune juice. He will continue other medications. I have recommended that he continue to work with PTOT. Ambulation, he should also improve. Monitor his progress. Continue other medications. We'll check routine labs. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Clifford Lush, L-U-S-H, Clifford, C-L-I-F-F-O-R-D. Date of birth is 9/26/1953. Date of service is 6/16/2022. Mr. Lush is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He seems to be doing somewhat better. He does complain of feet pain, denies any other symptoms, there is any chest pain or shortness of breath, there is any palpitations, there is any nausea, no vomiting, there is any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, heart resonance 2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rills, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, all sounds were positive, extremities, no edema. Impression, number 1, bilateral foot pain, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next history of Parkinson's disease, next paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, next GERD, next DJD. Pre-implant discussion about his symptoms. He overall seems to be doing well, continues to complain of pain. He will. Was recommended to see podiatry, continue other medications, continue to work with PTOT, will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Siddell Berger, Berger, Siddell, Siddelle. Date of birth is 4/4/1938. Date of service is 6/20/2022. Miss Berger is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She has been complaining of some swelling of her lower legs. Also, she has some open sores on her lower extremities bilaterally. She did went to a party over the weekend. Since then, her blood sugars have been significantly elevated. Also, her blood pressure has been elevated. She said that she did eat and drink. She denies any complaints of chest pain, heaviness, or pressure sensation. Denies any palpitations. Denies any nausea, no vomiting. She denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rales, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, chronic edema, both lower extremities. There is open wound with serous fluid draining from them, both lower legs. Impression, number one, bilateral lower extremity swelling. Next, diabetes mellitus, poorly controlled. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, degenerative joint disease. Next, dementia. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. I suggested that she keep her legs elevated, avoid salty food, continue with the Lasix, will check labs, will monitor her sugars, will continue with sliding scale coverage, will follow up on her progress. If she has any other symptoms, complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. End of dictation.